thank you for joining us, and welcome to yet another episode of Popcorn and Lore. We will be talking about Hotel Transylvania on this episode. I'm so excited. I'm JC, and I'm joined by...
Steph with an F.
Hey, Steph, how can everybody find us on social media?
So, you can go give us a like on Facebook, and that's actually where we'll be communicating with
you all a lot.
Yes. We'll be posting our audio podcast, our video podcast stuff, any reels, any fun, cool stuff, it will be there. Also, you can find us on Instagram and TikTok, and you can find the audio version of this podcast on the Branson Podcast Network and Spotify, along with any other place that you listen to podcasts.
And make sure, by the way, when you go to Facebook, as Steph said, that'll be the primary way that we communicate with you. So make sure you send us your comments, anything that you'd like to see in future episodes. We want to hear about it. So let us know.
And that is at popcorn, the word and, lore.
Yes, that's correct. Because that's an important distinction. Our logo has the ampersand and symbol. So just make sure you type out the word and. Very important. Yep. But let's hop into this movie. This is one of my favorite animated movies by far. It is from Columbia Pictures and Sony Pictures Animation, the first installment of the Hotel Transylvania franchise. And I believe, Steph, you said there are four now?
Yes, now there are four movies, and I do think a little TV show, but I know four movies officially.
Wow. Okay, cool. Well, let's get right into it. This movie is packed with a great cast. We've got Adam Sandler as Count Dracula. We've got Selena Gomez as his daughter, Mavis. We've got Kevin James as Frankenstein. There we go. I don't know why I couldn't remember that name. And many, many more. Steve Buscemi and so many great voice talent. One of the great things about this movie is that it's a kid-friendly take on some horror classics. And we've got, from the very beginning, Dracula, of course, who is the main character, really, of the film outside of daughter Mavis. Dracula has built this hotel, this castle, this fortress to protect his kind monsters from the human world. There's this whole story and background surrounding the death of his wife. And I believe, let me see when this took place. This was back in 1895 in the movie. After his wife Martha was killed by an angry mob of humans. So that sparked this castle to come into being. And from there, we're introduced to Dracula's daughter, Mavis. Mavis is his daughter who's turning 118 years old. Now, if I could turn 118 years old and look like she does, that'd be quite something. But 118, and somehow they're still able to carry on great looks at their old age. Dracula still looks young. I don't know how it happens. I'm not that big into horror.
They're a vampire. They live. They're immortal. Except they can be killed.
There you go. So. But don't most of the characters look or seem youthful to you?
Oh, yeah, no. It's the monster world. They don't get older too much, except for the little ones
right.
do get older, like the little wolves.
Right. There's like a stopping point. Yeah. So, again, great cast, but we're introduced to Mavis, who is turning 118. She has a fascination with the human world. She wants to explore and expand her horizon. Dracula, understandably so, is a little apprehensive about this curiosity on the part of his daughter, and he tries very hard to guard her from exploring too far. So on this birthday, he says, "Well, my dear, you can explore the outside world, but make sure you come back." And of course, she comes back, but she really believes that she explored a village, experienced some interaction with humans. These aren't humans. They're like zombies.
They're zombies in this. They're faking that this is an actual human place.
Right.
That was to be able to scare her and have her come back because Dracula wants to keep his daughter safe.
Yes. So all is fine, and Mavis comes back to the castle. And by the way, if you love the Addams Family, as do I, you will love Hotel Transylvania. I love the Addams Family. So anyway, that's a whole other topic that we will discuss in a later episode, I'm sure, down the road. But Mavis comes back to the castle. All is fine until the introduction of Johnny. He stumbles into this castle. He's a human. And he's a pretty cool guy. He's just kind of happy-go-lucky. He's nice. He's easygoing. not a whole lot of issues with Johnny. But he doesn't know that they're monsters. And so what happens is Dracula takes him in and he says, hey, this is Johnny Stein. He's a cousin of Frankenstein. I don't know why I'm doing this, but it's fun.
And what's even funnier is Frankenstein didn't even realize he had a cousin.
Right, exactly. And I've got to give a shout out to the cast. Again, what a great cast. I mean, if I hadn't read, you know, long before this episode, but if I hadn't read that it was, you know, Adam Sandler and Selena Gomez and Kevin James and all these other great voices, wouldn't have even known. I mean, that's how good they are.
Yeah, and this movie is really good on showing growth of a parent having to let go of a child.
Yes.
That's an adult. But also, you know.
118. I mean,
yeah. But also, you know, it's, you know, the change of her finding a guy that she zings with.
Right. And she zings with this human boy, Johnny. Now, zinging is basically the equivalent of love at first sight. There's a zing and they just know. Right. So throughout the movie, you're seeing this acceptance on the part of Dracula of Johnny. And once the rest of the monsters. Yeah, monsters. That would be the word. I was combining. Have you ever seen the show The Monsters?
Oh, yeah. The Monsters.
Yes. I was combining that with Monsters. Anyway, that's another good show. But Dracula starts to become more accepting, and the other monsters in the house find out that Johnny is, in fact, a human. And there's some healing that needs to take place because they believe that Dracula lied to them. And he did. But it was because he was starting to like Johnny and be more accepting. Long story short, by the end of the movie, what do we find out, Stephanie?
We find out that not all humans are bad.
Right.
That, you know, Dracula can survive, you know, having his daughter go out into the world because she's going to be able to take care of herself. And so is Johnny's going to be able to take care of her, too.
Right.
And they'll take care of each other. And but Dracula really understands, like, he's going to be okay.
Right.
Because, you know, he loves her and he doesn't want to keep her trapped.
Right.
And all the hijinks, which is one of my favorite words during this podcast, that ensues is just, you know, a lot of it is between Dracula and Johnny.
Right.
But also the other members of the cast there, they just have really great comedic timing. And the characters are very well assembled.
Yes. One of my favorite parts that just kind of shows the deception that I believe Dracula himself was under is that when he comes out into the real world, they're at a festival or some sort of Halloween party, and people love to see Dracula. And I think he was shocked by that.
They're celebrating all things horror.
Right.
Dracula, Frankenstein, the Wolfman, you know, mummies, all that kind of stuff. Right. And it's fun and cool. And of course, I mean, you still got to be cautious. They still have to be cautious and everything like that.
Right.
But the fact that the whole town got together when they realized it was Dracula, quote unquote, and he needed to run through there to get to the other side and the sun was starting to come out. The fact that, you know, they just all combined together to help him get through there.
Yes. And one other thing that I believe really comes out of this, and I'm sure you'll agree, Stephanie, is this theme, this idea of just love where you least expect it and not judging other people that you don't understand or that are different from you. Because obviously, if vampires were real, there's no evidence that they are, in my opinion. I'm sure somebody,
they're not real.
I'm sure somebody out there believes that they are. And if you do, that's fine, but I certainly don't. But let's say they were. Let's say that, you know, an alien came down from space. I don't know. There would be a understandably very wide distance between us wanting to be around that, I think, for a large majority of time.
Yeah.
Because it's just the unknown, and I think people are afraid of the unknown. So what you see in this movie is an understanding of that, but yet they come together in the end.
Yeah, and also the realization, especially at the beginning of the movie, that are the monsters we say that are monsters really the monsters? Because the humans were the ones that killed his wife.
Right.
and, you know, left Mavis without her mom. And, you know, but the realization coming to the point that, you know, of having to let your, you know, kids go out in the real world and deal with real world stuff is something that parents have to do already.
Right.
But also, you know, the interactions with the friends and all the other guests, you know, that they've known for all these years. It's just a really fun movie. And I know on Rotten Tomatoes, the score is at a 72 audience score. So a lot of the audience really, really liked this movie.
Now, what was the Rotten Tomatoes, like, official
score? Oh, the tomato meter? Oh, 44%.
Oh, wow. That's low.
That's low. But, I mean, I go more by what the audience is saying.
Absolutely.
The audience score, because also usually that's a lot higher. This one's over 100,000 ratings. The 44 was only from 140 reviews.
Right.
So, you know, it's I look at the bigger reviews on there, the audience score.
For sure. I would like to say another thing that I think is really cool on the part of Johnny's character is that once he figures out all of these creatures are different from me and they really are the monsters that I've read about or whatever, he's actually very accepting. He's in their parties. He's swimming with them. He's taking jumps off of a diving board. I mean, all this stuff. And like you said, Stephanie, I mean, it's really the humans, for the most part, at least back in the 1800s, when this happened with Dracula's wife, that were not so accepting. We see it early on in the movie when Mavis goes out into this mock village. She's very excited. She wants to explore. She's curious. And it's a little freaky that, you know, of course, they're not real humans, but they were pretending to be humans. These zombies were. And the whole intent behind that plan was to scare her away from humans. So either way, there was a perpetual distance and prejudice on the part of not only the humans, but Dracula himself was a little apprehensive. And like we said, rightly so, because he lost, you know, Martha to an angry mob. So it only makes sense. But I believe Johnny alluded to this at some point in the movie. He said that it's no longer like that as it was back when he lost his wife. He said people are more accepting now than they were back then. And interestingly enough, I read this about the movie. When we watch it, when it was released, the time when Johnny came into the castle was 2012. It was present day back then.
Yep.
And so that was pretty interesting.
That was really cool. And well, I have some interesting facts about this movie, if you'd like to hear some of them.
For sure.
One of them was, notice that Frank's light blue skin. Now, normally, Frankenstein has been depicted for a long time with green skin.
Yes.
But this harkens back to the original black and white movies, where the makeup had to indeed be a pale blue to get that kind of coloring on him to look different and like injured tissue and stuff like that.
Right.
Unlike a lot of animated movies where they record all the dialogue separate, the main actors, especially the gentleman, the Adam, James, David, and Steve, they all got together and recorded this like it was live action. So they got to play off of each other.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it seemed like, especially with the main, with Dracula's main group, it just really flowed very well, was because they all did it together in the same room.
Right.
And let's see. At around 10 minutes, among the decorations of the wall on Mavis's room is a poster that very clearly resembles her real life voice actress, Selena Gomez.
Oh, wow. I've never seen that.
Yeah, I'll have to take a look at that there. And again, with this movie, nostalgia-wise, like I was, 2012, I was already almost out of college.
Right.
So, you know, for me, I was watching it more as an adult, watching a kid's movie.
Right.
But
right.
It was still good because it had a lot of themes in there, a lot of good things that were relatable still.
Right.
And also, I mean, like, I don't have kids, so I don't understand that part, but I also understand, though, like, having to let someone go and see the world and still be scared for them, but know they're going to be safe. It's a harder concept. And also relying on your friends and not lying to them. Lying to your friends is never a good idea.
Yeah, no, don't do that. Not a good idea. Ever. And really, the concept of unity, too, comes out in this movie, as we already mentioned, for humans and monsters to be able to come together. And not only to come together and to tolerate one another, but to love one another, which is a big difference.
Which also comes into a big play on the second movie, where Mavis and Johnny have a kid, and he's little. But Johnny's parents want Mavis and Johnny to move into the human world. And to leave the monster world behind. And so that kind of brings more in into that kind of topic, too.
Maybe in a future episode, we could discuss the other movie.
Definitely. And folks, we, of course, always want to hear, what did you love about Hotel Transylvania? Catch us up here on Facebook and give us a like. Communicate with us there. We're also going to have a lot of... like polls up on different movies that you may want us to review or to more just talk about our nostalgia with. But if there's also some other stuff that you want us to dive into, we also do books, music, TV shows we're going to be getting into also. And, again, we need to wrap up this podcast here pretty soon. But we want to say thank you to all our Popcornlorians. I can never get that name right, but one day I will.
Popcornlorians.
Yes. We want to thank you all so much for tuning in to us. Catch us on, of course, the Branson Podcast Network, Spotify, or anywhere else you want to listen to the podcast. John Christopher, thank you again. Hotel Transylvania is a really fun movie that I think parents and kids can still now watch and really enjoy.
Absolutely. Be sure to join us for the next episode. And until then, keep on imagining.